Yesterday, General John Abizaid, the U.S. military commander in Iraq, said that there are fewer than 5,000 Iraqi insurgents, and he described the scope of the Iraqi resistance.
When you understand that they're organized in cellular structure, that they have a brutal and determined cadre, that they know how to operate covertly, they have access to a lot of money and a lot of ammunition, you'll understand how dangerous they are.
Guerrilla-style warfare is one of the greatest challenges for even the mightiest of military operations. History provides but few examples of cases where conventional armies have been able to claim a clear victory over guerrilla resistance. Hai Rothstein is a defense analyst and a retired colonel with the U.S. Army Special Forces. He says the high-tech weapons the U.S. so successfully used against Iraq in the opening phase of the war are not as effective in dealing with the situation now.
Normally, they're designed to deal with mass formations of troops or tanks or artillery, but this is not what you see when you deal with an irregular threat. They're dispersed. They're dispersed in and among the civilian population. So the real challenge is to acquire the intelligence you need so that you can conduct operations that are very sophisticated and very precise. And that does not require firepower.
Well, given that, is Operation Iron Hammer the right strategy?
Well, one important aspect of these operations will continue to be to find and either capture or kill these people. But this can't be the sole or even primary focus. The problem with these large operations is that they may have a tendency to alienate the general population, and by doing so, really generate recruits for the opposition.
Fighting guerrilla or irregular warfare, has this historically been a weak spot for the U.S. military?
Unfortunately, it is, because we tend not to want to capture those lessons, again, because our military is designed to fight, you know, sophisticated enemies. And that's how we're organized, trained, and equipped.
What are the lessons that should be learned?
We really need to look at this particular problem of insurgency from the inside out and not from the outside in. And this really means establishing control and security at the local level with local forces. And this will create the information, the superior information, that's needed to deal with these insurgents, because the information will come from the population.
Can we do that with the forces that we have on the ground now and with the existing command structure?
I think that's a problem. There's an issue of organization and culture within DOD, I think, that gets in the way of truly executing counterinsurgency operations. Unconventional thinking is something that is difficult to nurture in a conventional military. So it seems to me that you would have to take the unconventional capabilities that exist within the special operations community and put them in a different, maybe even a separate service, so they can in fact think unconventionally and provide the national command authorities, the President and the Secretary of Defense, with true unconventional options.
There have been few examples where conventional armies could claim a clear victory over guerrilla resistance, but the guerrillas don't necessarily emerge victorious either. What happens in these matchups?
Well, the insurgents do not have to win militarily, and they can't really defeat their much stronger opponent. They're operating really in a very indirect way. All they have to do is reduce the support on the home front for supporting the activities or the war that's taking place in the forward location. And we see that, I think, to an extent today. The killing of coalition forces in Iraq has had an effect on our allies who are thinking about providing forces to the coalition. And to a large extent, the continued killing of U.S. service members in Iraq has an effect on the population in the United States. And arguably, if that effect becomes great and President Bush is defeated, let's say, by Governor Dean, you will see the strategy change dramatically, and you will probably see U.S. forces withdrawn from the region, and in fact the insurgents can claim a victory without having defeated their foe on the battlefield.
Mr. Rothstein, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hi, Rothstein is a senior lecturer at the Naval Postgraduate School and retired Special Forces officer. He spoke to us from Monterey, California.